With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A state Senate committee is unanimously rejecting a proposal that prevents transgender South Dakotans from amending the sex designation on their birth certificate. But transgender advocates say another bill in the House is also discriminatory. SDPB's Lee Strupinger reports.
Republican Fred Deutsch said the courts should not let people change the sex designation on their birth certificate. He says judges are ruling inconsistently on such cases. Deutsch says he wants legislation that works for the state and transgender South Dakotans.
Let's talk about what we can do to help you and make this a win-win. So we stop conflating sex and gender on vital records.
Deutsch says birth certificates are vital records and should be preserved as state health statistics. Susan Williams is the founder of the Transformation Project, a group that advocates for transgender South Dakotans. She says the Senate rejection is a good outcome for transgender individuals worried about discrimination.
I hope that it sets a precedent for future bills that might have been thought of to harm transgender individuals, that they may think twice and say, wow, you know, people are not wanting discriminatory legislation in our state. Maybe I won't bring it.
However, Williams says another bill in the House would discriminate. Representative Rhonda Milstead of Sioux Falls is bringing a bill that prevents transgender females from playing on female high school sports teams.
But what's happening in the last several years, and you've seen it in Connecticut, and you've seen it in Idaho, you've seen it even in our state on a smaller scale, is that women are being replaced by biological males. And we want to just make sure that it's fair for women.
The state's high school athletic association says there are no transgender females playing in high school sports. Milstead wants the bill in place to prevent it from happening. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Pierre.
A state lawmaker is testing positive for COVID-19. It's the first reported case of the coronavirus since the legislative session began just under a month ago. Republican Representative Aaron Aylward of Harrisburg tested positive Sunday morning. Speaker of the House Spencer Gosch says all members of the House have been contacted.
We're going to allow for remote participation for anybody in direct contact until they are able to get tested. And anybody that's, you know, showing any sort of symptom of anything, we're asking you to test it. We've already had members get tested. Every result that's coming back is coming back negative at the moment. So, yeah, we'll just keep pushing forward as planned before and go from there.
The South Dakota House of Representatives strongly encourages mask wearing in spaces controlled by that legislative body. In the Senate, masks are required for members of the public. Masks aren't mandatory for senators. A House Republican is introducing a bill that codifies recreational marijuana retail parameters. The intent of the bill is to put in place some laws for the sale, possession, and consumption of adult-use retail marijuana. SDPB's Lee Strupinger has more.
If Rapid City Republican Mike Derby was asked 3 months ago whether he would take the lead on marijuana, he would have said,
no way. Didn't even dream about that. But as a business person that's looking at this from a business perspective, I'm just looking at the retail side of it. And this is a topic I got very interested in, started doing my homework.
Derby is a member of a bipartisan group of legislators, lobbyists, and interested people called the Cannabis Caucus, which is trying to figure out the framework for legal marijuana sales. The bill hinges on whether South Dakota courts uphold Amendment A, which legalized recreational marijuana for adult use. Derby's bill would codify some of the intent behind the voter-approved initiative. Derby says the bill clarified the legislature doesn't endorse marijuana, but that lawmakers are following the will of the people.
And that's where we're coming from. If it's going to happen, how do we do it? How do we do it in a safe and controlled environment? And I like the idea of using people and retailers that already have experience selling adult age-appropriate products. They already have the security in place. They already have the training. We already know the distribution channels and work within that framework to give us the guardrails we need for this new industry.
If Amendment A is overturned, the legislation would get repealed effective immediately.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Pierre.
A bill to establish rules for sports gambling in Deadwood is headed to the Senate floor. A committee approved the bill 8-1. It would allow sports gambling inside Deadwood city limits, but not on mobile phones outside city limits or at kiosks around the state. The Nome administration drafted the bill. The Deadwood Gaming Association supports it. Mike Rodman is the group's executive director.
It would be in Deadwood only. And the administration's kind of taking a go slow approach and making sure that they can properly regulate it and we can properly operate it. And so we are accepting that and working with administration.
Other legislative proposals would allow sports gambling on mobile phones and kiosks around the state, all routed through Deadwood. Rodman says the Gaming Association has no position on those proposals. Voters approved a constitutional amendment in November to allow sports gambling in Deadwood.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.